It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime!
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Hey, with effective characters, three guys sitting around talking about a personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
And James here.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today we'll be sharing while playing Terror Share in this episode 234 of the Effective Characters Podcast. Let's go. Dennis goes.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Well, that was nice. Actually, I had to like throw the microphone quite far for that one. Isn't it so much nicer here than it is over there, Dennis?
No, I liked it over there.
You can take the microphone and actually go remote over there if you want.
The sun is touching me over here.
Oh, it feels real nice. Let me see. We're doing Tear and Share, but who wants to go first about the last 7 days? Okay, why don't you start and then I'll go and James.
I got enough to complain about. I went to the dentist on Friday. I got two extractions and my jaw still hurts. So that sucks. And I'm tired and I'm hungry. I'm not angry, but I was lonely because they were both late and left me here. So they're not even paying attention to me right now. So I'm just going to continue to complain about them.
We'll listen next week.
Listen, next week I won't have anything that I've done.
Yeah.
But
we're not that lucky.
Yeah, I took my dad to the airport this week. I got to pick him up tomorrow. The Oscars were this week. Have y'all seen Poor Things?
No, it looked good.
Emma Stone.
It looked crazy weird.
It's crazy weird, but it's a work of art. Yeah.
Yeah,
it won for her, and it won a few production design, costume design, a few. Did y'all see Oppenheimer?
Yeah, that didn't deserve it.
You don't think so?
Nope, not at all.
Got best picture, best director, best actor. Like it got like 7 awards. It was the big winner. Oppenheimer was good, and Killian, whatever his name is, he deserved it. He's a great actor. He's like underrated actor.
Great.
But it was a good movie.
Dune 2 was good.
I mean, Barbie should have won. It was snubbed, but yeah. But Poor Things. It's a work of art. Watch it. Next.
Cool. It was real quick what you just did there, Dennis. My week was great. Oh yeah, new shoes. I saw those last week.
Yeah. I went to lunch with Mike also this past week.
Yeah. Nice.
And he saw my new shoes.
Yeah, nice cover. Nice cover. Yeah, yeah, Dennis. Actually, so there were two incredible hangouts that I had in the last 7 days. Got to hang out with Dennis. Actually made a... it was actually on... Was that on James' birthday? Yeah. It was on James' birthday. Wow. And then we talked about you going to the fair, right? Or did we record that day? I don't even know. My days are all getting screwed up. So I got a chance to hang out with James. Did we talk about the Blockbuster thing or no? Did that already happen?
No.
Okay.
We recorded Monday.
My
birthday was Tuesday.
Okay. So we got a chance to, what a week. It was really awesome, at least for me. I hope your week was the exact same as you're listening. But I had to work at the fair, and we talked about that because I think it was that day that we had it. And James said, oh, I might come out. And I was able to, like... get it. So we got ride bracelets and got everything taken care of so that way we could have a good birthday. And James and I both at the exact same ride realized how old we were because there was one that was the Ring of Fire that went around slow motion upside down. And we were not well after. But we found this really cool thing where it was an experience where you got a chance to be like living a past life as a Blockbuster employee. And they gave us these, what is it called? Vests that said Blockbuster on them.
Smock.
smock. They gave us a smock, and they said, where were you guys? You're late. You're late for your shift. And they gave us this and a bunch of DVDs, and we had to pretend like we worked there. And we got a chance to take a bunch of pictures. It was great. Probably highlight of my month anyway. So that was cool. Then I got a chance to have a delicious meal with Dennis on James' birthday to celebrate him. And then we had a delicious meal at James' work. Olivia and I went, and it was great. I keep getting the name wrong. The Rodeo Roundup Barbecue? Roundup Rodeo Barbecue. Was great.
I miss the macaroni and cheese. I haven't had that in years.
It was actually my least favorite thing out of it, only because it was almost like somebody took cheese and put it in like a saw and mixed it in with sawdust. So I was actually coughing up cheese.
Oh, because of the bread.
Because of the breadcrumbs on the top. The actual macaroni and cheese was good, but I recommend it because the servers there, top notch, some of the best. So I had a lot of fun this last week, and there was no meltdowns or awful things that happened within the family. The kids seem to be doing good, and I'm doing more and more intentional moments and memories with Olivia since I won't have her for a week and a half during spring break. I think we're planning on going to a couple more parks this week. So it'll be good. Yeah. James?
Hey, James here. And what Mike didn't mention was he purchased my ticket into the fair for my birthday, and he bought me a ride bracelet, and he bought me a pincho. In case you don't know, like Dennis, a pincho is a shish kebab, a chicken shish kebab. I think that's Spanish for shish kebab. Pincho. We went on the rides, and we were fine until that one that went upside down, and I knew I shouldn't have gone on it. As soon as it started going backwards, I was like, yes, this was a mistake. And I tried to make up for it by eating a bunch of fried food. I went and got a funnel cake with a bunch of pudding on top. And I ate most of it by myself. And
this was after you were not?
Yes. I figured that would work. It worked when I had hangovers. And, you know, I did not feel good that night. The next morning, I didn't feel good. I was because I think it was because of the food too. Yeah. But overall, it was a great birthday. Oh, that's right. When I went home, my wife's parents took us out to dinner. So we went out to dinner after that.
No way.
And and it was pretty good. We went to a steakhouse in Disney, the Yachtsman. And
wait, you did that after the fair?
Yes.
What a night.
Yes. And wait, we went to the fair, yeah, on my birthday, right?
No. So you went to the next day. Because
okay.
That would have been like a 10 o'clock dinner. That would have been weird.
Okay. We went. So. You're right. Okay. So on my actual birthday.
Did you go to the Yachtsman at 10 o'clock at night after that? Forget it.
We were, so I went to Busch Gardens on my birthday.
Right.
And we rode every ride, and I didn't feel nauseous. I was pleasantly surprised. But there was a couple that we pointed out. We're like, nope, not doing that, and nope, not doing that. And because we did that, unlike the night before, I was saved. Mm. And then after Busch Gardens, I went to. So I've had a fun-filled week. I decided to take off Sunday and Monday, and it's been great. Because I usually pick up extra shifts and I just keep working, and it's nice to have these days off, and it's beautiful. And then, you know, in about 2 weeks, I'll go pick up my boys and celebrate my youngest son's 17th birthday. And I'm excited for that. Yeah. Woohoo!
What is he asking for?
He's not asking for anything.
There's
two games coming out, a Paper Mario game and a Princess Peach game. So I'll probably go, sister, get him this one, and mother, get him this one. I've done that since they were born. They're like, what does he want? Like this and this, and then just Amazon it. But I got him the guitar and the amp. So he didn't ask for that. It's just a surprise. I think those are the best.
Nice. And also on the Mario tip, I did see they just made an announcement there's going to be another Mario movie coming out April of 2026. It's not going to be a sequel, they're saying, but it will be an additional Mario movie.
Is it the same people?
That I don't think they've announced yet. But which, to me, I'm like, okay, they definitely have all these details. Because you know that it takes...
No, it's Illumination.
It will take all of that time to put together this movie. Like, they've already probably planned it, and it's probably already written, and they already have everything set. But, because they would have to voice all that stuff, like, now to actually generate it.
There's another movie.
Nobody can hear you, Dennis.
There's another video game movie coming out. I forget what it was, but it looked good, but it also stars Chris Pratt in the lead role.
I don't know. We can look that up off podcast, too. Do you want to start with the first round? We'll do three rounds. Again, 2 minutes, but we don't have a clock. So you'll have to see. There, you can start it, Dennis. Why don't you pick yours and see what it looks like. It's okay. You can do it after. You'll have plenty of time.
Self-care.
All righty, go for it. Yeah. Again, you need the microphone.
He did get new shoes.
And he's going to the dentist. Self-care is not very easy for me. With depression and health and anxiety, like part of the, like, not taking care of yourself is part of it. But recently, yeah, like James mumbled in the background, I started going to the dentist and getting all that work done. So that's self-care. But I think self-care is important. You know, we don't, like, it reminds me of the phrase of, like, God didn't say, like, save us from the sinking ship to leave us, like, dying on the beach, right? And I think part of that is once we, like, are blessed enough to be saved and make it up onto that beach, you know, we got to pick ourselves up and brush the sand off and get walking, you know, get moving. I think it's important because if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't help other people. What? Stop mumbling. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm distracted because James and Mike are having a conversation that I can't hear. So, yeah, take care of yourself so you can help other people.
Okay. Oh.
My plan worked.
In my car, you can open up the back. I got you an award for the worst share.
Whatever. I was on a roll until y'all distracted me.
That was by far. You know what? And the worst share goes to... I'm just kidding, Dennis, maybe. Okay, we got letting go of anger.
Oh no.
I love it. I love when it's almost like the share gods. Do you believe? Not that share. So letting go of anger. I honestly was talking to Dennis about this earlier, that I still have...
Garfield. He's the new Garfield, and it looks amazing.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's coming on soon. Kung Fu Panda's out now if you got kids. If you don't, you can go see it as an adult. Go for it. So letting go of anger is still admittedly something that I have against my ex-wife. I keep listening to what James shares about and the trajectory of his relationship with his boy's mom. And how that's what I aspire to have is more of those good days. Olivia yesterday had a milestone moment of she officially grew out of her car seat. So now she no longer needs a car seat. It's just a booster. So I cut the seat belts probably a little too dramatically out of it and just took a picture of them all like cutting on the ground because she no longer needs that. Now she just needs the seatbelt and the booster, and that's what she has. And I still let go of anger by looking at that positive pile of the things I have in my life because I really stayed sober. Like I have her 50% of the time. I have my daughter. I have friends that are second to none, and that's for sure. You know, no offense to you listening, but I can guarantee that your friends aren't as loyal and respectful and loving as my friends are. And that's because of this program that taught me that if you want to have good friends, you have to be a good friend. If you want to have a great partner, you have to be a great partner. If you want those things in life, you can't just go, oh, well, maybe they'll come. Or, oh, why do these people have this and I don't? So it changed my perspective kind of looking at it like that. I'm very grateful. That's a 2-minute share plus.
Oh, good.
There you go. What do you got, James?
When you say you your friends are second to none, I'm second and Dennis is none.
he's looking up something. He didn't even hear that one. You have to say it again.
I heard it. I'm just ignoring it.
Identification in recovery is the card I pulled. And I can equate this to going to speaker meetings. And in early recovery, back when I first started coming in my early 20s, my favorite meetings were the speaker meetings. And I could just listen to the stories. And I was like, I cannot believe these people are sharing that. And in fact, there was a point in early recovery where I was like, I am never going to be a speaker because I am never going to share like all that stuff that happened to me. Like, I was like, no way. There's no way that's going to happen. And then when I was in rehab, I was 28. Rehab is when I really started. I was in it for 3 months because I was in family rehab. My family wasn't in there with me, but that's when I really started to like just hear people's stories, and I could be like, wow, I could hear like not just the things they did, but like the way they were feeling and why they did the things they did. And it really, we all felt the same thing. We all were like, we had this emptiness inside of us, and we were trying to fill it with drugs and alcohol. And I could really identify with that. It took a few more years, probably about 6 more years before I could get sober finally, once and for all. And now I tell my story boldly and proudly so another person can identify with me. And I love just sharing or chairing the morning meetings and, you know, just going on for 5 minutes and then afterwards having someone come up to me and saying like, hey, I could really identify what you said. I felt that way and I love the way you handled it. So it's a good thing. All right. Dennis is up and he's smiling because he picked
Favorite recovery
movie.
I blindly picked that too. I didn't purposely pick that.
No, your eyes were not closed.
I was not even looking at it. You were holding the bag. Whatever. Yeah, I'm going to go with the classic Pinocchio. Pinocchio is my favorite recovery movie because I love that movie, like the Disney one. And it's wonderful. You know, it's like, yeah. Shut up. Stop distracting me. ADD is super bad right now. Yeah, I mean, it's about a young boy who's naive and doesn't know much about the world. And, you know, he wants to, like, be free. So he, like, runs away from home, which I could relate to, and goes out and explores the world. And he gets mixed up with the wrong crowd and starts smoking and drinking and gambling. And he turns into a jackass. And, you know, luckily he learns from his mistakes and the blue fairy comes and, like, gives him another chance. And he, you know, he makes his amends and does all the stuff and, you know, becomes a real boy in the end. And I feel like that, like, mirrors my recovery story in a lot of ways. So that's my pick, the classic Disney Pinocchio.
That's good. Thanks, Dennis. Let's see what we got here.
Thanks,
Bob. Mine is Relapse plus Coming Back In. There's many friends of mine that have done this. There's also many friends of mine that relapsed and didn't come back in. I think maybe I didn't talk about this ever before. There was a day, talk about the guy that I, when I was new in sobriety, his nickname was Swoosh. Did I tell you guys about that?
I think I remember.
He would always, so this was in Vermont, so if you were there, a fly on the wall. So this guy would always wear he was probably only like 25 at the time. So he was younger than me when I came in, but he would always wear a windbreaker and it would be Nike. So they called him Swoosh because it would make that sound when he would come in with his windbreaker. But he would also be wearing, and it was Nike. So we called him that because windbreaker, he would always come back in. He would relapse. He would keep getting white chips, white chip, white chip. And he still, from friends of mine, even though it's an anonymous program, I would ask, like, hey, how's everything going? And he still, at this point, you know, this is my 10th year. He was in the rooms for 2 years beforehand, and he was able to stack up a year. And it's like this thing is difficult if you aren't able to, what do they say, to take the steps. It's escaping me. When you're unwavering with it and you make sure you stay vigilant and you take it seriously, you know, if you think that it's not life or death, then before you know it, you might not realize you're that close to death, and then there'll be no going back. So I know for me, I'm grateful that a part of my story is not having to actually endure that. But for so many people there are, and I am thankful the ones that do come back, so that way they can tell the tale that, hey, going out and experimenting didn't actually do me any favors. And these are the things that happened to me when I did. Because if they didn't do that, there would be, I think, more people that would go back out, and we would never know. We would never know that didn't work for them. So, all right, what do we got, James?
Dating in recovery.
Oh, hey-o.
So,
dated in recovery.
So I've never dated in recovery. And I'll just tell the story. When I met my now wife 10 years ago, which is funny, our 7-year wedding anniversary is tomorrow. We were in the meeting this morning, and she looked, and she's like, our anniversary is tomorrow. I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah. We had both forgotten. We're just like, just randomly, like, I don't know if she was doing that because she remembered and she was reminding
me.
I don't think so. Maybe. But no, she doesn't do stuff like that. She's pretty, like, she laughs. She's like, because she didn't really. So when I met her, I had just broken up with the mother of my children. It had been about 8 months, and then she drank the way I drank. So we were out there drinking for about 3 years before we both came into the rooms together. And what happened was we got married in March, and we got sober in June. So we got sober 3 months after we were married. I was even drinking at the wedding, I remember, quite vividly. And once we got sober, we picked up the white chips, and we have not looked back. And when I tell people about dating and recovery, I say, as long as they have a sponsor and they're, you know, going to meetings and they're not putting their dating before their recovery, they're good. I think that's important. If they're chasing girls instead of chasing their sobriety, then you have a problem. As far as waiting a year before you date someone, it depends on the person. I don't think that's a cut and dry rule. I think they do that across the across the board, because in the past, a lot of people only care about dating and not recovery. So they're like, yeah. But it never says that in the big book. So I'm all for it. I think there's someone out there for everyone. But, you know, if you're an alcoholic like we are, you definitely need to put that first before dating. So, Dennis, you're on round three.
Round three. Fight!
Oh. Having hobbies in recovery.
Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft is my hobby. I'm definitely addicted to Minecraft. I'll admit that. Yeah, I think having hobbies is important. I know before I got sober, for many years, my hobbies were literally getting messed up. You know, I would drink when I had free time, or I would use drugs and party and stuff like that. And that's what my life was. So when you get sober, you know, or when I got sober, there was a big void there, a void of time, a void of enjoyment. So you kind of have to, like, relearn how to live and appreciate the simple things and rediscover interest and stuff like that. So I think it's very important. I think, you know, you make sobriety your main focus, but you still have like work and life and everything. But then you have like weekends and times off. So it's important to fill that time with things that you generally find interesting and love and have a passion for, to kind of help you get through that, you know, through the days and release those valves, so you're not like sitting around miserable and thinking about that drink and Minecraft.
Yeah. Yep. I also am addicted to Minecraft, even though I've never played it ever.
I was addicted before I played it.
Yep. Dealing with loss. I think there's a lot that you lose when there's so much more you gain, right? Whatever. It's true. But we lose a lot coming into the rooms. All the people that weren't our real friends, I lost a lot of those people. A lot of, I don't know about you guys, but initially I lost a lot of weight because it wasn't until I read in the Living Sober book about how, hey, you can give yourself a little bit of a break, right? You're losing the sugars of alcohol, so you might crave something and you fill it temporarily while you're getting things together. A lot of people fill it with sweets. So I lost weight and then I put on even more weight, and then I found it my way somewhere in the middle. And while sober, I have lost many friends. This past year hasn't been kind to the three of us in that department, with, you know, two and or three members of Friend of AA or of AA that we lost this year locally. But that's just part of the deal. You know, it's part of the deal of like, if it wasn't for them and their messages, I know dealing with my divorce, I wouldn't have been as sunshiny to get through a lot of that. And I'm grateful that they were here. But there's a lot of things we lose in sobriety that we wish we didn't. But think about how many things that we have in our life because of it. You know, I'm grateful for that. And James is going to close out this episode of Tear and Share. Always digging deep.
All right, this is the last one. Progress, not perfection. What a good one to finish off. Because, you know, we were going to do a topic this week. I think it was my turn to pick up a topic. And Mike, God bless him, he's like, you know, James, if you don't, he texted me this, if you don't want to do a topic, if you can't think of one in time, we could do a tear and share. And he knows I love tear and shares. So I thought that was really kind. And these are always fun because it's kind of like a game show. You know, you got to come up with something on the split second. And usually variety. It's really fun. And progress, not perfection. I can definitely attest to that for my meditation game. I started March 1st to do the $30 a month again, $30 a day. Like I said, it's progress, not perfection. I think I've been trying this for 3 years.
How far did you get last time?
I don't remember. Like, this
so 30
is
30 a day, so it's a little over 900. Well, yeah. About 900 a month.
Yeah, so my goal is to have 10,000 next March 1st, 2025. And the thing is, it's not perfection, because if something comes up and I need to pay for something, especially something with the animals or something with my children, I'm not going to be like, no, I need to save $10,000. I'm going to be like, of course, yes, that's what it's for. Because all of my money is actually God's money, and I'm just giving it back to the universe, and I know it'll come back. So that's how I feel about that. Progress, not perfection. I've got reminders on my phone and my watch. It's time to meditate, James. It's time to meditate. Take 5 minutes. Sometimes I'll be like, huh, I should probably do that and go on my day. Or sometimes I'll sit there and just breathe for a little bit. So it is definitely progress and not perfection. And there is no perfect way to meditate. And, you know, I think I am a better when I do it. And the only thing that I do perfect is not drink. That's for sure. And actually, I've been at work. I've been having sometimes, believe it or not, Mike, you saw my work environment. Sometimes negative thoughts can creep in, or I have guests that like really get under my skin. So for the past last week, when I wouldn't go into work, I would be like, okay, I will not say anything negative. No, nothing negative will come out of my mouth. And I've been successful for this completely. And if any negative thoughts come into my mind, I will arrest them immediately and go to God. So the thoughts come a little more frequent than I actually said anything, which I didn't. But it's helped me a lot, and the day goes by quicker, and I'm able to be a light to others who are not quite there yet. And I can share what I go through, and everyone I've shared that with is like, that's a really good tool. I'm going to try that. So progress, not perfection. Yay, it's so nice. Are we going to lunch?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we can figure that out. This was another great episode. And Dennis, you actually, you blew me away today. Just...
my first share, right?
The bar is just going lower and lower.
Ever since. I'm just kidding. I don't have a bar. No, we're sober.
Look, he takes such good care of his chair. We'll be. Chair. Yeah. I just stick it down his pants.
Yeah, please don't do that again. We'll be back next Thursday sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you with
James's
episode
topic.
235. Yeah, James got to figure it out. We'll see. With an effective character is entirely ready to have all these character defects removed. Remember, sharing is caring, and we'll see you next time.
I got a topic for next week.
Okay.
Is marijuana relapsing?
Yep, still working on it. Is it? Maybe.
That's an interesting one.
Oh, I was joking, but...
that's direct and to the point. Well, every time you joke about one, we end up doing
it. Dang it.
So, remember, what, monsters and aliens?
Yes.
Yep, we'll see you next time.
Actually...
of course.